Rick Phillips Insurance Company, yeah, they carry a full line of insurance, including personal, commercial, workers' comp, life and health. For all those insurance needs, come see the friendly professionals at Rick Phillips Insurance.
Third and nine for the Tigers from their own 25. It's a screenplay left from White, caught near side 25 across the 30 by Torres, and he's knocked out of bounds by Schick at the 34. He'll be a yard short of the first down is where they're going to spot him.
You'll find Rick Phillips Agency at 1222 10th Street, Suite 101 in Woodward. Give him a call, 254-2797. Rick Phillips wants to say good luck, wish his coach, Troy Bullard, the rest of the Indians great luck tonight.
So a fourth and one at this point. The Tigers down 20 points are going to have to go for this one in their own territory. The Tipton crowd on their feet knowing this could very well be the game in the fourth quarter, trailing 26-6. As White works under center out of the I formation, it's a handoff up the middle to Torres. He picks up the first down and a couple more bouncing tackles.
Oh, ball
on the ground.
Still
and it's
the
on the ground.
Sherry's got it. I bet you. Yeah.
And the Indians have recovered the ball.
Sorry, I get excited.
Looks like that was Corey Floyd once again.
He'll do your windows later if you ask him.
So the Indians taking over at their own at the Tiger 32-yard line.
And that's just one of those cases where the young man was just trying to get, an extra yard or two, and he stood up and they just attacked him.
Yeah, they stripped him as he had Torres had the first down.
If he'd have gone down, they'd still have the ball. Wow.
McCandless with a first and 10 from the Tiger 32. He works under center with a man in motion to the far side. It's a handoff to Schick running up the left hash mark inside the 30. He's stuffed right there.
I'm getting old, but don't we have a new quarterback?
Do we have Bo Schrader working in for
McCandless? I think so. I don't know why. Nothing wrong with McCandless, is there?
McCandless is down
I
on the
see him on that sideline working on his, looks like his wrist.
Talking with the coaches, but they're keeping him on the sideline for the time being.
I'll tell you what, that'd be a loss both offensively and defensively.
As Schrader works under center, the sophomore with a man in motion to the far side, and it's a handoff to Schick running up the middle across the 30 near the 25. And he's dropped there by Jonathan Good as McCandless looks like he's fighting to get his way back into the game.
Oh, really?
What else? What more would you expect? What less would you expect here?
That's a good part. That's a good thing about Shattuck, and it has been for 1,000 years, is you just reload. You bring in the sophomore quarterback and go right on down the field. And you just lose the guy that's rushed for 200 yards.
On third and five, Schrader works under center. It's a handoff to Schick. Check that option. Keeps it himself. Picks up a couple. But he stopped short of that first down. So it'll be a fourth and a pair for the Indians from the Tiger 26.
I think Coach Bullard's just happy if they get that first down or if they turn it over. Either way, he wants this clock to run, Pete.
Inside of 10 minutes to play in the game, the Shattuck Indians lead the Tipton Tigers 26-6 at Fastlane Field in the Class C State Finals. Schrader brings the Indians to the line for a fourth and two from the Tiger 26. He's got a man in motion to the far side. Scans his defense. Whistles come. And a Coach Buller going wild on that sideline.
They were trying to draw him off sides and do some things, and the guy went in motion. That's not the way it works.
The Indians call a timeout.
Ed's Cafe in Shattuck, they want to invite you. Come in and join them for their daily lunch and dinner specials. Open Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. giving you the best hometown cooking in Shattuck and the surrounding area. Ed's Cafe, certainly a proud supporter of the Shattuck Indians. Dr. Kristen Burris, DDS, and Bob Burris with Rafter B Cattle Company. They want to wish the Shattuck Indians yet another safe and successful year. Good luck to all the athletes. They're certainly proudly supporting the Shattuck Indians. Dr. Kristen Burris, DDS, and Bob Burris with Rafter B.
9:50 to play in the game. The Shattuck Indians leading the Tipton Tigers 26-6. That much closer to the Indians' eighth state championship and Coach Bullard's last game on the sidelines.
He may be thinking about that right now.
Fourth and two with Schrader under center. McCandless out with the wrist injury, it looks like. The handoff to Schick, stuffed up the middle. The Tipton Tigers might have saved their season right there. And it was Royce Bernal, the senior defensive end.
I'm not sure what that means.
Well, guys, one thing you may notice is that McCandless has come back in on the defensive side of the ball. He continued to kind of look at that left hand. He's got it taped up, but he's back in on defense now. So whatever it is, it's not keeping him out on the defensive side of the ball.
Maybe they think that he can't. I mean, maybe he doesn't have to use the hand quite as much as the defensive players. He does an offensive play.
The Tigers getting set for a first and 10 from their own 26 with White under center. Trips out to his left. Scans his defense. Jet sweep up the near side across the 30. Dragged down at the 32. On the carry was Dylan Simpson.
McCandless and Caden Schick in on the tackle.
McCandless and Schick on the stop after the pickup of 6.
Well, if you're Coach Bullard, you want them to go in a long drive. The only thing that hurts the Indians right now is some quick strike touchdown. Pete, you don't want to let them score within 2 minutes. What you really want to do is stop them right here.
Clock continues to wind with 9:15 to play, and the Tigers trailing 26-6 for a 2nd and 6 from their own 31. A lone man in the backfield, man in motion to the far side. White drops back to pass. Ton of pressure from Floyd.
Oh,
he gets it off on the screen play near side. Bounced out of bounds at the 34. It was picked up by Simpson, and it's a gain of 3.
Another good job that time by Daniel Ray and also Corey Floyd. As every time that Tipton has tried to go to the screen pass, it kind of seems like Shattuck's blown it up, except for the one hurdle touchdown.
And Mike's referring to that 48-yard touchdown play, the only score of the game for the Tigers.
Tigers have now rushed the ball 31 times for 54 yards. My math says that's about 1.7 yards per carry.
3rd and 3 for the Tigers from their own 34-yard line. Split backs with White under center. It's a handoff to Torres running over the right tackle. Picks up the first down and a couple more before he's upended on the far side at the 39.
Yeah, that's all right if they're going to get it at 2 and 3.
Chase Holly was on that far side.
Hey, Matt, talk to those coaches. I don't think they can get in the huddle.
Well, I'm not going to tell them that they can.
We got more Shattuck coaches coaching on the field than we know. Are you allowed to have 15 coaches?
We've got a side bet going down here of which one of them is going to trip over this sideline marker first.
1st and 10 from the Tiger 39 with White out of the gun. He's rolling out to his left, steps up in the pocket, and he's stuffed by Bronson Brown. Incomplete pass. He just got the ball off before, but Corey White had a ton of time in the backfield and couldn't get that ball off.
Chase Holly. I tell you what, Tipton got away with another one. I personally thought that was a fumble, and Chase Holly knocked that ball out from behind. Might have made it look like the quarterback was coming forward with it, but I'm telling you, Chase Holly got a hold of him and knocked that ball out. That should have been a fumble.
They're reviewing it up here, Matt. Just give me a minute. Not enough information to overrule.
2nd and 10 for the Tigers from their own 39 with the I formation. White works under center, scans the defense. Play action, dropping back to pass. A lot of pressure, looking over the middle, and it's incomplete. It was intended at the 45 of the Indians for Dylan Simpson, and it was good coverage by Bo Schrader in the secondary.
It looked like Clinton guys was going to score. They were inside the Wagoner 10 at about the 6. They fumbled. Wagner turns away yet another Clinton scoring opportunity. It remains 9-0 Wagner on top of Clinton at Boone Pickens tonight.
Dennis Smith's going to be real irritated, is he not? I'm serious. If I'm a wide receiver, he did it to him again. I mean, he's going to get somebody killed.
Well, you mentioned it, Mike. I mean, several of these could have been interceptions, but well, I tell you what, ones that have actually somewhat come close to the receiver's hands have been promptly knocked out by some of the big hits that these defensive backs for the Indians have put on them.
No question.
On a 3rd and 10, White drops back to pass at his own 31. He's looking far side, looking, and it's incomplete.
Good job.
For Clark at the far side, but he was in good coverage. Once again, looked like it was Carpenter on that far side.
Matt, that's one of those deals where the defensive back, who was that, Trevor Carpenter?
Yeah, that was Carpenter.
He was 10 yards away from the play, but the ball hung up so long, it gave him time to regroup and get back and knock the ball away.
So a desperate 4th and 10 for the Tigers from their own 39, trailing 26-6 to the Shattuck Indians in the Class C State Championship with 8:17 to play in the game. And they're going to punt it away. Standing back to punt is White, and the righty kick swings it
get
through.
Get away, get away, get away.
And it's a good one. Bounces inside the 30 of the Indians, inside the 25, and it'll stop down at the 22.
Wayne has scored again. They are all over Carnegie after three quarters. Wayne leads Carnegie by 46 at 52-6. In the other A semi, Woodland in control of Thomas in the third quarter, 32-0. So Woodland and Wayne will meet next week somewhere for the class, or no, sometime in Stillwater for the state Class A championship.
Any of those scores on the board that shock you, CJ? Surprise you?
I think Thomas has scored. He cut it to 25, 32-7. No, not really. Wagner-Clinton, that could have gone either way. I don't know that there was necessarily a clear favorite there.
It's a first and 10 for the Indians from their own 26-yard line. Schrader hands it off over the left tackle to Schick. He's across the 25.
Bubble.
Ball on the
Dad's
ground.
Coming.
And it's recovered by the Tigers.
Yeah, Tipton got it back.
So some life for Tipton as they trail 26-6 with 8 minutes to play, and they recover that fumble by Caden Schick, who was trying to get around the left corner and got it poked out.
Yeah, that's the only thing you don't want is a short field. They're going to have the ball, what, on the 22-yard line, Pete?
Yeah. It was recovered by Jonathan Good on that far side 22. First and 10 for the Tigers from the Indian 22. White out of the gun. He's got a man in motion to the near side. It's a jet sweep over the left tackle inside the 20. He's inside the 15 near the 10. Knocked out of bounds there. And on that carry was Antonio Leja.
Yeah, that time Tipton was able to string out the defense and get to the outside and make the corner. But got a little adrenaline rush from the Tipton people right now. Something to holler about. Let's holler back.
And it's a first down at the Indian 12-yard line. After that pickup of 10 yards on the play, the Tigers with a first and 10 at the 12 of the Indians. White out of the gun, receiver left, receiver right. Lone man in the backfield. It's the jet sweep, ball on the ground. And it looks like it's picked up by Chase Holly on the far side 30. He's at the 40 at midfield, downfield to the 40, inside the 30. No one within 20 yards, and he's running into that left corner for the touchdown.
Who is that for sure?
Chase Holly with the 92-yard touchdown return.
Got a flag on the play here. Two flags on the play. I don't know.
There's flags all over.
There's flags all over the place. But they're far enough away, it looks like it's going to be Shattuck's ball, right, Matt? I'm not even sure what the flags are for.
Well, we can see the line judge, and he's signaling back towards the Shattuck.
Yeah, but the flags are in a position where there was a block in the back,
right,
or a holders. It's going to be Shattuck's
fumble,
ball.
For
yeah.
Sure. So
we're not in the end zone.
Fumble, yeah.
Regardless, so, it's going to remain shoddy ball.
I've never seen that many flags in my life. I feel like I'm at the United Nations.
Golly. Oh, my God. That's a reason why.
Well, you said I could come here and have fun. If you don't want me to have fun, don't invite me back. Where's my dadgum Diet Coke?
Now do you remember why we keep him caged up there,
yeah,
CJ?
I
love
remember.
You too, Matt. At least I've got hot dogs. Give the ball to Shattuck. Anywhere we'll take it. Put it on the 12 if you want to.
Mike, and you asked a question about another surprise. Kasha Hall leading Heritage Hall, 6 to go in the game. You say that. Kasha Hall's undefeated. They're ranked number 2 or number 3. Very few people thought anybody would challenge Heritage Hall. Remember in the regular season, Kingfisher did a pretty good job, and it's not over yet, but Kasha Hall was leading Heritage Hall 14-7 late in the ball game.
Block in the back, is that what I'm seeing, Pete? Is that what you're seeing,
yes.
Matt? Ball's going to go back to the
27.
But we'll take the ball. I mean, the scoring drive goes away. What a great job by Mr. Holly. His dad probably lost some weight on that deal, didn't he?
So the Indians take over with 7:37 to play in the game, leading 26-6. In the Class C state finals at Fast Lane Field at Southwestern State. Schrader will work under center with Twins out to the right. He's got one man in the backfield. Scans his defense as the Indians are slow to get to the line.
They're trying to figure out where they marked up enough yardage.
Yeah.
They're going to have to go to the replay booth to see where to spot the ball. We'll figure out up here. We'll get the message to you down there, Matt.
First and 10 from their own 28 with Schrader working under center. He's got two receivers out to his right. Four along the line of scrimmage for the Tigers, and it's a handoff to Schick up the middle. Picks up four before he's dragged down at the knees by Torres.
I got a question for you. You think Bo thought on the ride down on the bus today that he'd be in the state championship that game tonight? You think there was any thought in his mind? He may not even have his shoulder pads on.
Well, he starts at cornerback, but certainly not playing quarterback. That's for sure. I'm sure he didn't expect that.
We go under 7 minutes, big guy.
Clock continues to tick for the Shattuck Indians, leading 26-6. 7 minutes away from their eighth state championship. Schrader under center with one in the backfield. It's a play action. Check that. It's a handoff to Schick running up the left hash mark. Picks up the first down. Ball on the ground.
Matt.
Down anyway.
And they're going to say he was down at the 41. So it's a gain of 12 on the play and an Indians first down.
Wow.
It appears Anadarko is going to fill one of those final spots in the 3A title game next week, comfortably ahead of Berryhill by 19 as they start the fourth quarter. It's 26-7, Warriors on top of the Chiefs. Anadarko leads Berryhill 26-7, start of the fourth quarter there at the University of Central Oklahoma, Watlin Field.
I think Coach Bullard is talking about hold on to the football.
Yeah, we closing on 10 seconds on the play clock. Schrader brings the Indians to the line with two receivers out to the left. A lone man in the backfield. It's a handoff. Check it. Option play up the middle. Keeps it himself. Picks up a yard before he's met at that line of scrimmage.
Newman Pharmacy. You'll find them conveniently located inside Newman Memorial Hospital. They're open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Newman Pharmacy takes all major insurance as well as Medicare Part B and D. Locally owned and operated, Newman Pharmacy, certainly a proud supporter of those Shattuck Indians.
You see what's going on in front of us down here, Pete, on the sideline?
It's like
Kerry White's warming up.
Kerry White continues to warm up. Schrader works for a second and 9 from the Indian 41. It's a handoff to Schick running between the tackles, picks up 5, and he's dropped after the game by Josh Dana.
Guys, just kind of an update down here. We see Schrader, who continues to stay in at quarterback for the Shattuck Indians. If you look down the sideline, Coach Bullard has got him pulled off over here, giving him the play, and standing right next to him is Aaron McCandless, who's coming in. Just got a towel draped over that left hand. He's holding onto a pair of gloves, and whenever he comes off to the sideline, drapes that towel over his left hand and has it kind of held out there. Not necessarily doesn't seem to be in any kind of discomfort or having any problems with it, but continues to stay out on the offensive side of the ball.
Third and 6 for the Indians from their own 45 as Schrader will keep it himself. Tries to get around the right end, and he can't. Stuffed in the backfield by Dana for the loss of 1.
Well, a little change of direction there. Didn't fool anybody, though. But the good news is, run, clock, run. Are we under 5 minutes yet, Pete?
Yeah, 4:45 to play.
We're getting ready to see the floater.
Clock continues to tick with the Indians leading the Tigers 26-6 at Fastlane Field in the Class C state title game.
I'll give this an A.
Schrader working under center. Or check that. Punt on a 4th and 7. And the righty boot from McCandless is picked up by White at the 25, near side 30. And he's stuffed there by Raya, the freshman. Welcome to the big league, buddy.
And as any classy football player would do, you hit somebody like that, what'd you do? He reached down, offered him a hand, and helped him up so he could knock him down again. Boy, Caden Schick's really come on in this third quarter. He's carried the ball 19 times now for 97 yards. Of course, McCandless went out with 19 carries for 194 yards. Shattuck has dominated the rushing with 292 total yards.
Guys, if you check out over here on the far sideline, the Shattuck Indian fans have been on their feet this whole fourth quarter. They can sense it now.
I would hope.
I can smell it. It's not just hot dogs.
White works under center on a first and 10 for the Tigers from their own 29. It's a screen play, right, incomplete pass.
Get on the ball.
Whistle blows dead, intended for Torres at the 29.
Did you see what happened in the back?
No.
Two of Tipton's players ran into each other. Those boys are. That's why they're so good. They went different directions and hit each other.
Clock stops with 4:15 to play, and the Tipton Tigers trailing the Shattuck Indians 26-6. The only touchdown scored for the Tigers was a 48-yard screen play over the middle to Dylan Simpson, and that's been it.
Well, the dream's not alive any longer at Heritage Hall. The big boys have bit the dust, CJ.
Cashia Hall wins it. It's a final, 14-7. Cashia Hall advances to a 3A championship game next week.
White out of the gun on second and 10. It's a jet sweep to the right for Clark, and he picks up a pair as he gets outside the right hash, and he's dropped by Corey Floyd.
I really didn't think a team that had Barry Sanders Jr. and the Shepherd kid on it with that OU-OSU connection could ever get beat. That really saddens me.
Inside of 3:45 to play, the Tipton Tigers with a 3rd and 8 from their own 33, trailing 26-6. White out of the gun, drops back to pass, looking over the middle, looking near side, now flush to his right, trying to find time. He can't, he's stuffed.
Yes, sir.
Sacked in the backfield by Corey Floyd and the loss of 2.
Again, where did Corey Floyd come from? Well, that's right, he's the designated tackler. Get him a t-shirt. You can tell things are kind of in a sad situation because Tipton's going home.
Yeah.
You notice they're packing up and putting their blankets in their bags and putting their umbrellas up. That's a good sign for Shattuck.
Mike, it appears Wagner may win their first state championship tonight. They lead it by 16 at 16-0. The Boone Pickens with 9 to go in the game. Wagner leads Clinton 16-0, 9 to go in the game.
And Coach Kerbo will call a timeout for the Tipton Tigers as they trail 26-6 in the Class C state championship with only 2:53 left to play.
Since 1909, the Shattuck National Bank has been Northwest Oklahoma and the Texas Panhandle's local, family-owned bank. Whether it be real estate, ag, commercial, or consumer lending, the Shattuck National Bank is committed to serving their customers. They are not owned or headquartered hundreds of miles away. They're right here, ready to serve you. The Shattuck National Bank, a real good bank. Member FDIC, they likewise an equal housing lender. Medic Drug and Gifts in Shattuck, Canadian, Laverne and Enid, your one-stop shop for everything from prescriptions to great gift ideas. If it's your favorite college team or a wedding gift, doesn't make any difference, they've got it. Medic Drug and Gifts, a proud supporter of all area schools. You'll find them in Shattuck, Canadian, Laverne, and Enid.
Matt, you lost Holly yet?
Well, earlier, whenever his son picked up that fumble and ran it into the end zone, I think Mr. Holly was stride for stride with old Chase on down the sideline.
Yeah, I thought that was him. He's too old for that.
He's been doing a lot of pacing up and down this sideline tonight, though, I can assure you.
On 4th and 10 from their own 30, Torres out of the Wildcat. He's dropping back to pass now, and he will launch it down the near side.
Man.
Ball floating in the air, and it is caught at midfield.
Forget it.
Nah.
Got a flag. Got a hold. Could have come back.
Wouldn't that just figure, though? I mean, if you got to feel sorry for Tipton, that would have to be the thing. On the one occasion where they float one of those suckers up there and finally get a guy to catch it that was wearing the same color jersey as their quarterback, they get called for holding.
Okay. I don't have great eyes, but I want you to confirm something. The tip of that football was in the air straight up as it went through the air.
No, you're absolutely right.
It didn't spiral. It just looked like a duck, and it waddled like a duck. And we still didn't intercept it. And the Tipton coach is real upset.
So the Indians will take over with 2:45 to play in the game, leading 26-6. No, they're going to say...
It's holding. They're going to be. It's going to be fourth.
Oh, they're going to say fourth.
35 million.
Fourth and 20.
Now we're getting excited.
Fourth and 20 for the Tigers with the season on the line, trailing 26-6 with 2:45 to play. White will stand back as if he's going to punt, and he wants to fake it, looking over the middle, and he's flushed out to his left across the 15, heaves it downfield, and it's incomplete at the 40.
Flag.
A flag comes in.
It's the same thing they've done all night. When he gets out of that position, you got to have it. There you go. Illegal receiver downfield, lineman downfield. The whole team was downfield. I mean, you call a pass play, and then you run. The whole team goes downfield. It's logic. We do the same thing with my fantasy football team.
Shattuck Lumber and Hardware, the one stop for all those building and home improvement needs. There's only one name to remember when you start those weekend home projects. Shattuck Lumber and Hardware. They want to wish the Shattuck Indians good luck this season and tonight.
Where would you rather be than in Weatherford right now? Man, this is fun.
How about Hawaii?
No, I expect that from you. Doing a state championship game and you want to go to Hawaii.
Oh, I've never been.
You haven't missed anything that I can see. Why don't you go to Cabo San Lucas? Timeout on the floor.
All right, there you have it. A timeout.
But it is a floor. Don't give me crap. It is a floor.
Snell Nelson, Shattuck Insurance, certainly independent agents that take great pride in working for you to find the right policy to fit your needs. They are there to assist you when an agent really counts. Call Monica, Pam, or Ann in Buffalo, 735-2559, or in Shattuck, call John, 938-5374. That's Snell Nelson Insurance Agency and Shattuck Insurance, LLC, your hometown agencies proudly supporting the Shattuck Indians and all area schools.
Matt, there's a good chance I won't get to be invited back.
What did you do this time?
He's up here laughing at me. And not only that, he never did buy me a Diet Coke, so it doesn't make any difference.
You violated your contract when you mentioned the University of Oklahoma about a dozen times.
I said you couldn't, not me. Where's President Butler? He's my attorney. We kind of got into a hum-hum football game right now, don't you think, Mr.
Yeah,
Pete?
2:34 to play in the game. The Indians just trying to run this thing out with Schrader under center. Another flag comes in.
The illegal procedure, our left-right tackle moved.
And actually, Matt and Pete, that is nothing new. Back in 1988, it was December the 9th, I believe, it was Sealing playing Ringling, and Sealing was in control. It was like 39-16. Mike took over the play-by-play, wanted to interview Coach Hendrickson with about 2 minutes to go. That was his favorite Mitchellism, "I'm so happy you can't see straight" origination.
I made you famous and Coach Hendrickson.
Schrader works under center with the I formation on a first and 10 from the Tiger 25, and the ball's on the ground. And Schrader drops on it for the loss of two.
Yeah, he does that three more times, and we're in good shape.
The clock continues to tick inside of 2:20. The Indians trying to run this thing out, get their eighth Class C state title, and first since 2008. Send Coach Bullard out on a championship note, as it's been well noted. He will call it quits after this season.
Maybe.
Schrader under center on a second and 12 from the tipped in 26. It's a handoff to Schick. Check that. It was Robbie Burris, the sophomore, running off the left guard and picking up a yard.
Yeah, we got some new players in there. Dylan Myers in there,
trying
freshman.
Trying to let some of the young guys soak up this championship feeling as the clock ticks
Scott
inside
Mittig.
Of 1:35.
I tell you what, Matt. You're the one that has the best job tonight right now.
You know, in all honesty, we've kind of dodged a bullet. We thought we were going to be coming out here and just be in miserable weather conditions all night long. Did get a little bit of that rain, but it sure the heck didn't last all night long like we were worried that it was going to. It really turned out to be pretty nice tonight.
Well, you get to interview state champions here in a minute.
Well, on third and 10, it's a handoff to Burris, trying to get off the right guard, and he can't. It's a loss of three.
And Tipton calls a timeout. CJ?
The Shattuck Chamber of Commerce has lots for sale with highway frontage in Shattuck's Industrial Park. Recent traffic studies show about 5,000 cars pass through Shattuck's Industrial Park every day. Give your business the high visibility edge, a location in fast-growing Shattuck's Industrial Park. Call the Shattuck Chamber at 580, obviously, 938-2818. Hey, if you want the best personal service around, look no further than McKay Ford Lincoln. McKay Ford Lincoln, you won't get the hassle of all the big city car lots. Just an honest, friendly staff waiting to take care of you. Highway 270 South, Good Deal Drive in Woodward, the home of personal service. McKay Ford Lincoln.
109 to play as the Indians trying to roll this clock down.
This has been the longest 30 minutes of football I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Tipton doesn't want to go home. Their fans have all gone, but they don't want to go home.
Well, we're approaching 10 o'clock. We're about 6 minutes outside of 10 o'clock. A long old game, particularly here in the fourth.
It's a fourth and a mile for the Indians at the Tiger 29-yard line. Schrader will bring the Indians to the line with McCandless on the sidelines. Banged up hand, banged up wrist. We'll find out after the game. It's a pitch left, and it's dropped at the 33 outside the hash mark. It was the junior bust, Dusty Price, on the carry.
Where's the Gatorade at, Matt?
Well, they're getting excited down here on the sideline. I know a lot of the starters are out here still cheering on those young freshmen. Schrader coming off a little banged up.
Trenton Callaway's a big boy for a freshman. Big boy.
So it's turnover on downs with a minute four to play. The Tipton Tigers trail 26-6 in the Class C state championship. White will bring the Tigers to the line, and not sure what they can do with it at this point, but he'll work out of the gun. Two receivers out to his right on a first and 10 from his own 32. It's the jet sweep running left as Torres outside the 35 hash mark, outside the 40, knocked out of bounds by Price at the 44, and it'll be a pickup of 12 and a first down.
Craighead and Dersh, a professional limited liability company located 1803 Oklahoma Avenue. Certainly want to wish the Shattuck Indians good luck all season long. Their quest for another state championship. They've got it in the bag. Call Stephanie or David, certified public accountants, 256-5016, for all those accounting, tax, and estate planning needs.
Coach Bullard said, to heck with this. If you're going to try to score, here comes my people. White, the whole bunch is back in.
White works out of the shotgun with a lone man to his right in the backfield. Low snap. It's picked up by White, trying to run near side across the 45 downfield to the Indian territory to the 48. And he's knocked out of bounds after the gain of 7.
52 seconds. I don't know how you can call a hit out of bounds in this game, do you?
Clock continues to wind down, or actually stops as the out of bounds play. But the Indians are 52 seconds away from their eighths. I was about to say straight. Feels like it's been straight, but eighth title. First one since 2008. White works out of the gun. Two receivers out to his right. A lone man in the backfield. He takes the snap, fakes the jet sweep, keeps himself running far side, gets it back inside across the first down mark, across the 45, downfield to the 42. Wrapped up by a handful of Indians. In there was Caden Schick.
Now's the time to buy at Jesswell Chevrolet in Shattuck at their year-end sale, including new half- and three-quarter-ton pickups, Equinoxes, Chevy cars, the 2012 Chevy Volt, and quality pre-owned vehicles. They're in the middle of a redesign. They moved next door. Experience the difference at Jesswell Chevrolet in Shattuck, where Chevy runs deep.
The senior Chris Callaway checks in for the first time tonight at nose tackle for the Indians. As White works under center, screenplay to Torres right inside the 45, dropped after the gain of 2.
Caden Schick read it all the way. That's going to be the last play of the game, surely. Are you serious?
The clock ticks within 20, sir. No, they're going to call a timeout.
Northwestern Oklahoma State University, with campuses in Alva, Woodward, and Enid, want to congratulate the Shattuck Indians on a great season, yet another state championship. Everyone at Northwestern certainly want to wish the Shattuck Indians not only good luck here tonight, good luck the rest of the season.
Well, the clock stopped, 21 seconds.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious as to why Tipton's coach has called the last three timeouts. You have any clue there, Matt?
Really don't. I thought that was about to be the last play. As a matter of fact, I think even the Shattuck players were a little bit surprised by that, because they had smiles on their faces looking like they were about to go out and start congratulating each other, and then everybody just kind of stopped. Coach Muller says, hey, huddle up, and we're going to keep going here for a little while longer.
Rick Phillips Insurance Agency, carrying a full line of insurance, including personal, commercial, workers' comp, life, and health. For all those insurance needs, come see the friendly professionals at Rick Phillips Insurance Agency. You'll find them 1222 10th Street, Suite 101 in Woodward, or give them a call, 254-2797. Rick Phillips. They want to wish his coach, Troy Bullard, the rest of the Indians, good luck.
As White works under center with 20 seconds left in the game, as they trail 26-6 in the title game. It's a jet sweep around left end to Torres. He's running near side inside the 30. Check that, it's Clark inside the 20. And he picks up
about 30 yards.
It'll be an official gain of 35. With 12 seconds to play, so Coach Kerbo keeping things moving here.
Yeah, just got to score three times and get two onside kicks. It's not a tough row to hoe.
Not with 12 seconds left. That should be pretty easy. White trots back into the huddle for Coach Kerbo and the Tigers. They have a first and 10 from the Indian 16. With 12 seconds to play, trailing by 20 points, the Indians look to close this thing out, win their eighth state title. But White's working under center, drops back to pass. He floats one near side for the end zone, and it's picked off by Bo Schrader. He kneels it in the end zone, and that will seal it. Not that it was ever in doubt, but that will finally
and what did that pass
put the
mean?
Icing on the cake. And the Indians will just have to kneel this one down to capture their eighth state title, first one since 2008.
Wow. I don't think anybody would have predicted this outcome at this margin. I think the predictions were that Shattuck probably had the better football team, but I don't think you thought this kind of domination. I mean, they held a state finalist to less than 1.5 yards a carry. That's defense. And in the passing game, they held them to 4 of 14 for 61 yards, and three-thirds of that came on, which is 100%.
Schrader brings the Indians into a victory formation, and he nails it down, and the clock will hit zero. The Shattuck Indians douse Coach Bullard in his final game with the Gatorade, and they win the 2011 Class C state title 26-6 over the Tipton Tigers.
Enjoy.
As you hear that Shattuck crowd, Coach Bullard, 12 seasons, a 134-9 record, and goes out on top after winning titles from 2003 to 2008. He leaves the profession for now on top.
And let us step aside, take a break. You're listening to Championship Friday on our road to the top.